Right now, 6:22 on this Friday morning, time for the Observation Deck here from Fannin Tree Farm in Frisco with Gordo, brought to us by Kylock George Eye Care.
Thank you, Craig, and thank you to the P1s who joined me last night for my last Thursday Twitch for a while. I forgot.
Until next week.
No, I forgot it's NFL football, and they have Thursday night games, so this is when we go to Tuesday nights. We adjust the schedule.
Football.
Doesn't the Mac play on Tuesday nights?
Yeah, Gordo, and we have the World Series every Tuesday night for the next few months.
Stop it. I can't believe anything you say anymore. There is no such thing as the World Series. Okay, I want you to count the red flags in this story, Craig. A Western Pennsylvanian man. Why? What's wrong with Pennsylvania?
Weird things happen in Western Pennsylvania.
Isn't that where all the great quarterbacks came from?
The cradle of quarterbacks?
Yeah. Michael Parsons.
All right, who all is from Western Pennsylvania? Joe Namath.
Yep. Joe Montana.
And that's it.
No, there are a bunch of them.
Okay.
There's a bunch of them.
Jim Kelly?
Yeah.
There are a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Western Pennsylvania. What's in Western Pennsylvania? Where's Delco?
I don't know.
You know, the one that Kate Winslet's always doing shows about?
That was a good show.
That was a good show. Mayor of Winningham or something. Anyway, a Western Pennsylvania man and his emotional support. I think that's right.
Yeah.
Emotional support alligator.
Two.
Took a shopping cart spin.
Three.
Around a local Walmart.
Four.
Why? This guy has a 5-foot-long, 32-pound alligator named Jinseoshi. If I was to give you 1 million guesses as to what his alligator's name was,
would never have gotten it.
But he went on this shopping trip to Walmart, and he got in trouble with the Walmart people. They said, you can't be bringing that around here.
It's my pet.
And he's like, it's an emotional support animal, one. Wait, why are you shaking your head?
Because everybody uses that excuse, and you can't touch it.
It's such a fair catch. I love it. What a force field. Anyway, he was pushing the alligator around in a shopping cart as she was wearing a dress.
The alligator?
Yeah.
Was wearing a dress.
Like you shorten out?
No, I think you just shorted out.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, but you're shorting out.
Still shorting? Oh, man, okay.
I think you're okay.
Keep talking.
Just don't move.
Don't move.
Yeah, the alligator was wearing a dress.
Huh.
Now, he says he usually goes on these shopping trips and he gets nothing but praise from shoppers. They think it's so cool that he's out shopping with an alligator wearing a dress.
Is the alligator muzzled?
No.
Or is he just...
There's no muzzle on the alligator.
Wow.
Was it a short dress or a long flowing thing?
Why are you policing what women alligators wear?
I'm just wanting to know.
It's none of your business what they wear. He said he got the alligator from a neighbor who couldn't care for it anymore. What kind of place is he living in? And she spends most of her day in a pool outside. And at night, he brings her in, and she sleeps in a bathtub of water. That's not much of a life for the alligator.
No,
that's kind of a cold climate for an alligator, isn't it?
Wearing a soggy dress. You don't think they have alligators in Pennsylvania? Really?
No.
I wonder what the alligator's natural range is.
I can find that out. By the way, I did find out that the cradle of quarterbacks in Western Pennsylvania has produced, as we said, Joe Namath, Jim Kelly.
Spare.
Joe Montana.
Spare.
Dan Marino.
Spare.
The one we forgot was Johnny Unitas.
Ah, yeah.
That'd be your top five.
Some old...
He was known as Johnny U.
Why? Why was he called Johnny U off of that name?
Because he always talked about college.
Oh. No, he always wanted to talk about you. So
he didn't make it about himself.
No, he didn't make it about himself. He's very giving in that way. Before Genoshi arrived, this man had 6 snakes, a leopard gecko, a Komodo dragon.
Wow.
I didn't think you were allowed to have that.
Those things can turn on you too, can't they?
Yeah. And one bite from a Komodo dragon and it like kills 4 generations of your family or something. They're that powerful.
Was it Sharon Stone or her husband that got bit by one?
Her husband.
Yeah. And he had to found newspapers after that?
He had to found newspapers. Was he a newspaper magnate?
So. I think he was a newspaper magnate.
Okay, I have the range of the American alligator. From South Padre Island,
okay,
all the way the Texas coast, up through East Texas,
uh-huh,
all of Louisiana, then about the southern half of Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina, and then all of Florida.
And then western Pennsylvania.
Nope.
See? Nope. They're all SEC fans, alligators.
Yes.
They need to shade that area up towards Dallas way.
Yeah.
We got them around here.
Yeah, why? That's a bogus map. If it doesn't have Dallas and Fort Worth in there, then it's bogus because we do have gators.
Yeah, it almost has Dallas and Fort Worth. They just need to update it.
Are you at all scared of the alligator?
Heck yes.
Yes.
I grew up in gator country.
Man, I bet as a kid you were terrified of those things.
Oh, yeah. They roamed our neighborhood. We lived on the bayou.
Oh, man.
Were you born on the bayou?
Yeah.
That's an immediate punch.
We fed the placenta to a gator.
Born on the bayou.
Oh. There were neighborhood dogs that went missing.
Yeah, imagine.
In our neighborhood.
Yeah, I got that.
And we used to go shoot the gator with our BB gun. That was fun.
I bet he loved that.
Did not flinch. Craziest thing I've ever seen.
Just bounced off that.
It would. I mean, its head is above the water, and we pumped probably 200 rounds hitting that thing in the head, and they all just bounced off, and he didn't move.
Did you try to hit his eye all the time?
Oh, yeah, because that was the only sensitive spot. That was like trying to blow up the Death Star. We just hit it in the eye. But I found out years later, some P1 who had connections to my old hometown sent me a news story from that local paper that they trapped and killed that alligator.
Really?
It was like 15 feet long.
Man.
The thing had lived over 700 years, and they killed it.
So you felt sorry for it after you pumped 200 rounds a day into it.
Tastefully.
You were trying to shoot his eyes out.
Tastefully shoot its eyes out. But I didn't. Well, I was exacting a little revenge for the neighborhood dogs from the neighborhood that this thing had taken. And it was like a little poodle, a little toy poodle it got.
Oh, man.
And just ate it as a snack and then coughed up all the cotton candy afterwards. That stupid poodle fur. God, we used to have some wheels-off neighborhood dogs in that neighborhood.
Moron dogs?
There was that little moron poodle dog that the gator took.
Obviously.
There was some weird sheepdog-looking thing. It had a weird-looking face.
Gator take that one?
No, that one just ran wild. There was a German Shepherd that would run wild, and all the kids would have to go inside. You'd look out your front window, and there, looking out of every other front window, is the kids who can't play outside that day because the German Shepherd named Bo was out on the loose. Then there was the Doberman Pinscher from the next neighborhood over that would get loose and roam our neighborhood, and it would run around wearing a Ole Miss John Forcade jersey.
All right.
His name was Rebel. Can you guess which school that family went to? But, yeah, that's crazy. Anyway, emotional support alligator. That's possible in western Pennsylvania.
I guess so.
The land of 10,000
quarterbacks. Just don't go to Walmart.
Yeah, don't go to Walmart with one.